What about housing? A lot of talk around housing. Ashley Church, CEO of the Property Institute of New Zealand. Good morning. Housing, a big area and some disparity between the parties. Do you see trouble coming on this or not?
Not so much trouble. It'll just really be a question of seeing where the balance actually lies. There's Kiwi Build, obviously, was Labor's proposal, about 100,000 homes in 10 years. That's quite different to New Zealand's first policy, which was much more around supporting first home buyers with essentially equity sharing or cash injections in the first few years. So there's a bit of disparity there. It's a question of which of those wins out in the balance. The second one is around, and probably the really interesting one is around what happens with capital gains tax and whether or not this tax working party actually talks about it in the first term, because New Zealand First was obviously completely opposed to capital gains taxes. And the third one, I think there's no debate around, is this whole concept of urban development authorities. New Zealand First had a policy around something called a housing commission. Labor had something called an urban development authority. I think that the reality is we'll see something in that shape. It'll just be a question of how it actually looks post-coalition negotiations.
Indeed, it's going to be an interesting day. Ashley, appreciate your time very much. So those are some of the areas, major areas going to be covered. Going to be fascinating to see that unfold today as far as policy, the deals, what's been given, what's been taken. And tomorrow, of course, we get the cabinet portfolios.